A burst of white light pierced the darkness, causing Jane's eyes to flutter before clamping shut. It was simply too bright. Did she really sleep that late? She tried to ease herself back into a deep lull, but the peculiar taste in her mouth disrupted her efforts. It was dry and abrasive, far worse than her typical morning dry mouth. And it was hot. Is this sand? With a sudden jerk, she sat straight up and spat a mouthful of warm, fine sand outwards in front of her. Opening her eyes, she found herself under a scorching sun in a flawless blue sky. The sand beneath her felt unlike anything she had ever encountered before. Far from the grainy texture of the beach sand in Jackson, where she had visited with her mother long ago, it was smooth, dry, and seemed to resemble grains of salt. Squinting against the blinding sky, Jane surveyed her surroundings, her mind reeling. "What the?" she muttered in disbelief. Clad in the same white tank top and gray shorts she had gone to sleep in, she looked around and saw that she was at the top of a large sand dune. Was this a dream? She'd experienced a few lucid dreams when she was younger, but this surpassed anything like that. As she glanced around, she noticed that the sand radiated intense heat, prompting her to stand up and regain her bearings. However, her feet sank immediately, the sand covering her ankles. A flicker of movement caught her attention as she moved her head, drawing her gaze to the corner of her vision.
"Processing."
"What the heck is this? Is this some kind of virtual reality?"
she shouted the question. As she moved her head, the word in her vision shifted accordingly, maintaining its position in the corner. Curiosity piqued, she cautiously reached out with her hand to touch the word, only to have her fingers pass right through it. Having tested several VR games at her previous job, Jane was very familiar with the technology. The text displayed no pixelation and had a subtle 3D effect, reminiscent of the Arial font family or something similar. "You're thinking of fonts at a time like this?" A light breeze rustled her clothes, but apart from that, silence enveloped her surroundings. Surveying the expanse around her, Jane beheld endless sand dunes stretching in all directions. To ground herself in reality, she slapped her face, feeling the sting and the rough texture of the sand scratching against her skin. Just as she took a few laborious steps across the expansive dune where she stood, she noticed the text at the bottom left of her vision disappear. What the heck? A teal transparent box with words materialized right in the center of her view.
"Welcome, human, to Allure. Biological entry not detected. You have been assigned a random starting location. Your starting location is the dying desert of Kadum."
Jane was dumbstruck. The messaging appeared suspiciously like a game. She called out, "Is anyone there? Can anyone hear me?" Silence followed, accompanied by the ever-present wind on the sands. The display moved with her as she spun around in disarray. Reaching out again, she attempted to interact with it. However, it didn't seem to have any effect. Then she noticed a counter at the bottom right of the box, ticking down. Taking everything in at once, Jane tried to collect her thoughts. According to the display, she was somewhere called Allure. And more specifically, a desert with a disconcerting name assigned to it. She still wasn't sure how seriously to take all of this. A starting location? What is this? An MMO? Whatever it was, it apparently had more advanced technology than she had ever seen. Her mind raced through the possibilities.